Blog Talk.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder James Smith from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. And first, I want to just greet each and every one of y'all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And first, let me give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to my chief apostle and overseer, Dr. Murray Ogburn, to my assistant pastor, Pastor Murray Williams, to my beautiful wife, Minister Yvette Smith, to Pastor Sybil Johnson, to Prophetess Loretta, and Deacon Ty, and to Pastor White and co-pastor White, our pastors in the Second Church of Sunshine up in Florida, and to Apostle Penda, Sister Linda, and each and everybody out there, Prophet Everett, all of y'all, Apostle Terry and her congregation, Bishop Young, First Lady Young, and Sovereign Ministry. And I can't name everybody, but if I know you, I don't have to know you. I just want to greet each and every one of y'all. And my wife, she normally have announcements, but I don't have them, but I know that we start church at 1:30, and we be at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. So if you want to hear a word from the Lord, come in at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue at the Senior Center, and you will, I guarantee you that you will get a word from the Lord, that you will come out better than you went in, because we should not go in church feeling bad and come back out of church and feeling the same way or worse. No, we should be feeling better because we hear a word from God. If we get experience from the Holy Ghost, things will start to change in our lives. But let's go to the throne of grace first, because that's our way of talking to God. That's our way of keeping our communications with God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how today, Father God. Father God, first I want to thank you for forgiveness of all your sins, Father God. Our sins, I mean, Father God. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy today, Father God. I want to thank you for waking each and every one of us up this morning, Father God. Father God, I ask you to cover each and every one of us in the blood of Jesus, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around us, Father God, because you told the day of Moses, if you put the blood on the doorpost, the angel of death will pass by you, Father God. So we ask for the blood today, Father God. We pray for the sick, shut-in, alcoholic, drug addict, the ones that's in prison, Father God, the ones that's in rehab centers, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for who you are in our lives today, Father God, our Redeemer, our Healer, Father God, our Rock, Father God, our Salvation, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, today. I magnify you today, Father God. I glorify you today, Father God. And I thank you in the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So I thank each and every one of y'all for being on Blog Talk Radio that's listening. And I only had the number for y'all to call in if y'all wanted to call in today, and I'm sorry about that, but the ones that got the numbers to call in, you can call in. And once again, my name is Elder James Smith of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, and we're located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, and our leader is my apostle and also my aunt, Mary Frances Ogburn, but she don't treat me no different from she treats the other members just because I'm her relative. She treats us according to the way of God. God tell her something, she's going to tell me. she's going to tell me the truth and things. And that's why a lot of people are scared to come in churches filled with the Holy Ghost, because they don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear that they can keep sinning and doing what they want to do, long as they put money in the offering plates and things. And pastors are telling them that they can do that, long as they get the money in their pockets. No, we're never going to compromise the word of God, because the word of God should not be compromised or sugarcoated, because half of the word, you don't need half of the word. You need the whole word. Just like you don't need half of the Bible, you need the whole Bible. Some people only believe in the Old Testament. But when Jesus Christ came, he said, Old Testament has passed away. The New Testament, he said, grace and mercy has come. So if you don't know about Jesus Christ, and guess what? If you don't know about Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is the way to get to the Father. And the enemy having you thinking that you don't need Jesus, or that Jesus was a mere prophet. And as long as he can continue to get you to do that and get you to thinking that you're doing the right thing and you're serving God in spirit and in truth, then everything is going to be all right. But I come to tell you today on here that everything is not going to be all right. Yes, I wanted to do the same thing, but if I want to enter into the kingdom of God, I have to be obedient and follow his commandments. He don't tell me it's okay to be out in the streets selling drugs, to be out in the streets prostituting and stuff like that. But guess what? He still loves us. And I'm not here to judge nobody, because I'm no better than nobody else, because I was out there in the world doing my thing. But when Jesus came in my life, I started to change, because he said, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Did you hear what I said? He said, old things have passed away. The things that we used to do, and we'll start getting the change. We'll receive the Holy Ghost that gives us power to change. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to have the power to change. We need godly knowledge and godly wisdom, not the worldly knowledge or the worldly wisdom, because they tell us that we're nothing and stuff. But God tells us we're kings and we're queens of the Most High God. I don't know who report you're going to believe, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because he said he is more than the whole world against us. And we're worried about what the world is thinking about us, that if we don't have a certain car, a certain house, certain prestige, that we're nobody in this world. But guess what? This world is going to pass away, and the only thing that's going to remain is the word of God. Well, this world is just temporary for us. We got to go to a permanent place. And it's only, I'm sorry to tell you, it's only two places. It ain't no, what they call it, purgatory. No, it's either heaven or it's either going to be hell. When we get called, we're going to come in for the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Yes, I say the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, because that's what the word said. Because the Father has handed all things over to the Son. And if we don't serve Jesus or believe in Jesus, when you come before Jesus, what are you going to tell him? We don't want to hear, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. We're only going to hear two things. Oh, well done, my servant, enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I want to hear those words. That's why I continue to fight. Yes, I slip. I fall down, but I get back up, like Donnie McClurkin said. We fall down, but we get back up. And it's about getting back up and continuing to serve God, because God never will turn his back on us. We're turning our backs on God. He says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And when I was letting God order my footsteps, everything was turning out to be good. But once I start ordering my own footsteps, that's when things start going wrong. But I said, God, I love you, God. I'm not going to let the devil take me away for a little piece of crack, take my life for a little piece of crack or a little heroin, fentanyl, or take my family away from me. I said, no, Lord, let me come back like the prodigal son. Let me come back, please, God. I know I done wrong things that's not pleasing in your sight, but God, I love you, God. I'm a man like David after your own heart, God. So please let me come back, Father God. And he let me come back, and he put me back on track. That's why y'all hearing me speaking today on Blog Talk Radio. And I don't judge nobody, because I was out there homeless. I was out there on drugs. I overdosed several times. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've been in prison 20 years of my life. But guess what? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. New to me. Being in the house, staying with my wife, staying with my kids, staying with my grandkids, spending time with them, going out with them, and being a good son to my father, a good son to my mother, a good brother to my brother, a good nephew to my aunts, a good cousin to my cousins, a good friend to my friends. But you can count your real friends on your finger, one hand, and all of mine has passed away. Two of mine has passed away of cancer, and my third friend just passed away yesterday. And I've been going to a lot of funerals lately. So God is calling people. God is calling people. And even if we saved or not, our number could be called. Are we going to be ready? But if he woke us up this morning, we got a chance to get it right with God. So if we're doing things that's not pleasing God, we're not serving God, now is the time to do it. It's never too late. It's late if he calls you and we pass in our sins, because the word doesn't lie. But Pilate says, what is thy truth? Jesus says, thy word. Hallelujah. He said, thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. That's why I tell people, I always say, the word says this. The word says homosexuality is not right. Lesbianism is not right. Things like that. God didn't create man to be with another man, or a woman to be with another woman. The enemy, he has mixed all that stuff up. He tries to mimic God, but he does bad things in our life. That's like God sent plants down here for us to use in a certain way, but we use them the way the enemy say to use them. Then we say, well, they down here, they plants, they good for us no matter which way we take them. But if you take them and it alter your mind, it's not good. It's not good. And I'm here to tell y'all that, because my mind has been altered several times and I haven't been thinking the right way. I was thinking I was stealing and everything. And that's not what God put me down here for. That's not what God put me down here for. But we learn from our experiences. We learn from our mistakes and stuff. And yes, God will allow us sometimes to learn from our mistakes and stuff when we walk off his path. If we don't learn from our mistakes, We not gonna know nobody. How am I know nothing? How am I gonna tell drug addicts and prostitutes and stuff to turn their life over to Christ if I don't know what they going through, if I never been out there with them in the struggle, in the spiritual warfare? Because, yes, it's a spiritual warfare. He said we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the battlefield is in our mind. The devil tried to take our mind this way, and God wanted to take our mind this way. Jesus Christ said he came to destroy the works of the devil. Let me get this right. The Father said, if you don't have me, you don't have the Son. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. So if you think you're serving God without Jesus Christ being the top thing that you go to, it's time to look in the mirror and face yourself and face the truth. I had to face the truth. I've tried other things, but hallelujah, when I tried Jesus, it worked. When I tried Jesus, things started happening in my life. When I was trying all those other things and stuff, what they call religion, which is man-made, he says, going to come a time where we got to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's why you got to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit. And yes, I tried other religions, but nothing happened. Nothing changed in my life. I was still that drug addict. I was still that thief and stuff. Every time I come home from prison when I was clean and thought I was going to do right. But when I got saved in prison, yes, I got saved in prison. I came out, and I was a new creature. I was a new creature, and I fell at one time. But guess what? I got back up, and I'm a soldier for God. I'm not bragging, but people will tell you I'm a soldier for God, that I love God regardless if I messed up or stuff. Just because I messed up don't mean that I don't love God. And people in the church, they start to look at you another way. They start to look down at you. They start to try to set you to the side and stuff. And that's not what Jesus do. What if Jesus done them that way when they mess up? Huh? Think about that. Yes, that's something to think about. Think about when you talked about that homeless person that's hungry, that needs a sandwich, and he asks you for a dollar or two, and you have it, and you don't give it to him. Jesus said, that could be an angel. Jesus said, that could be him. So anytime I have a chance to bless somebody, I will. Right after we came out of church Sunday, a man was holding a sign up, and we stopped, and I gave a little change, and I forgot I had a lot of change, so I told my wife, hold on, hold on. Went in my pocket, gave him all the change. My wife, she gave some money. Then the kids gave him some money, and he said, oh, my God, this family right here, God bless y'all. And we didn't do it for us. We did it to show them the love of God that is still people out there that serving God, trying to serve God rightly, because none of us has made it. Some of us might think we made it. If we think we made it, we will already be in heaven right now. But no, we striving. We striving. So don't give up. Continue to strive. Continue to strive, and don't give up. And some of us are not trying. Some of us think we're getting away with stuff, doing everything from Monday through Saturday, and then we come in church and holler, hallelujah and glory, thank you, Jesus, and all this stuff. And we're not living nothing. We're not living nothing. It's not about the talk yelling about Jesus. It's about walking Jesus, trying to walk how Jesus walked and stuff. And there's a lot of people in church that's going through things, and they're scared to tell people because they think people are going to look down on them. Let's talk about this dressing situation. Yes, if you have a suit and you feel like wearing it to church, but don't look at somebody else if they don't come in there with a suit and stuff. God never said anything about you have to come to church with a suit on. He say, come as you are. But when he say, come as you are, that means come as if you're a prostitute. Come if you're a drug addict. Come if you're a drug dealer. Come if you're a lesbian. Come if you're a murderer, attempted murderer. No matter what, just come and run to the altar and say, Lord, please, God, forgive me for my sins. Lord, I want to be saved today. And Lord, I want to change. Lord, I'm tired of being like I am, God. That's what I tell God. God, I'm tired of being the person that I am. I know I can be a better person than this, but the enemy had a stronghold on me. But the only way that stronghold could get broken is by Jesus Christ. He said, we call on the name of Jesus, demons tremble. They don't tremble at no other name. If you run into a demon, they'll laugh at you. But if you run into a demon and you feel with the Holy Ghost and you call out the name of Jesus, hallelujah, they got to tremble. They know who served God. They know who don't serve God. That's why they attack all the people that's trying to do right and serve God, because why should they attack the people that's out there and they're doing what they want to do? And don't get mad if you talk to somebody and they don't accept what you say. Some of your family people are not going to accept what you say. Some of your friends, some of your associates not going to accept what you say. Some of them going to say that you think you're better than them or you're judging them. But no, you have to tell them. Like when I had that vision, when I was in front of three figures in white, and I never felt the peace ever like this in my life. And I know I was standing in the presence. I was standing in heaven in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because it was three figures in white with white robes I never seen before. No white like this down here in my life. And their faces were so shiny like the sun that I couldn't see their faces. And the first thing I said was, I don't want to come back. I felt that peace. I said, oh, my Lord, I don't want to come back. I just want to stay here. I didn't care. I'm sorry if my mother mourned, my wife mourned, my father mourned. But the one in the middle say, you have to go back. I said, why? He stepped to me and he handed me a staff. He said, you have to warn people that it's a heaven and that's a hell. That's why I preach like I preach. That's why I teach like I teach, because this is my calling. I don't want to be in nobody else's calling. I want to stay where God wants me to be at. Some people, they want to be apostles, but they're evangelists. Some people want to be bishops, but they're elders. So stay in your lane. Let God bring you up. Let God raise you up. He's in a due time. He should stand under the mighty hands of God, and he will lift you up in due time. So let's let God lift us up in due time. And I'm going to talk a little bit real quick about something. It comes from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 53, and it says, the father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. We're seeing it now. Our children, they're talking back to us. They're not respecting us and things like that. But that's why God said, you raise them up in the way that they should go. You know in the way they should go. So if you raise them up, if they see you cursing, they see you doing drugs and things like that, they not going to be raised up properly. You try to raise them up by letting them see that you serve God, that you are not a phony, that you're not a fake. And some of these kids we can't control. So we have to pray to God and tell God to take care of the situation. And believe me, God's not going to let them continue to do what they want to do to us that's bad and get away with it. But they don't understand it because they want to do their own thing. They're, a lot of them, they're selfish. They care about themselves. They don't care about the family-oriented thing no more, how we used to be back in our days. They want to just pick up guns and stuff now. They don't want to fight no more. They don't want to be embarrassed that they lost a fight. But guess what? You can live to see another day if you lost a fight and stuff. And we're the parents. We're not supposed to let them go but so far. But they know how far they can go by the way we let them get away with things when they was young. That's why we can't let them get away with a lot of things when they're young, because they're going to continue to try to do those things. They know what to do to their mother. They know what to do to their father of getting away with things. But time is out now. Up now. God said, discipline your kids and you'll save their lives. A lot of people say, I'm not going to whip my kid. I'm not going to do this. And the world tells us, the government tells us not to do this. But God tells us to do this because God knows everything. God knows that they're not going to listen to us. God knows that they're going to go berserk if we don't discipline them. And yes, you got people talking to their mothers any type of way like they talking to somebody on the street. God say, respect your mother, respect your father. He say, respect your father. Don't forsake the law of your mother. It'll be like an ornament around your neck. He say, wisdom of God is more better than silver and gold. And what do we want? Do we want silver or gold, or do we want the wisdom of God to learn how to live right, to learn how to get to the kingdom of heaven, to stop walking on that broad street and get back on that narrow street? Because the narrow street is very hard. It's easy to do bad, but it's hard to do good. Paul said, whenever I try to do good, evil is always present. And yes, that's how it is, but we'll take the easy way out. We'll take the evil way out instead of taking the hard way out and battle through those things. And people are taking their parents' lives and everything. Babies are being abandoned, everything. But this is how it has to go. This is how it's written in the Word of God of how things are supposed to go. And if you don't have the knowledge and wisdom to know what's going on, you're going to be just caught up in what the world tells you. But he says, study to show thyself approved. Study his word. How are you going to know his word if you don't study his word? Pray. Fast. Obey God. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't we obey those drug dealers when we used to get in those lines and they tell us, We better line up. We better shut up. We better do this thing. And sometimes we 12, 13-year-old kids, and we obey them. Now is the time to obey God, the one that created heaven and earth. God is more powerful than anything that the world can throw at us. So I don't know about y'all, but I want to continue to serve God. I want to continue to serve God. And my wife wrote something down in Luke 12, or was it me? Luke 12, 19 through 21. Let me see what that says before I leave off of here. Oh, and it said, and I will say to my soul, souls I had much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shalt thou thing be, which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God. My goodness. God saying, we can't say what we're going to do tomorrow because we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. It's up to him. See, we working ourselves to death, and we not putting God first. We're putting other things first before God. We're putting materialistic things before God. So that is our God that we serve. And God said he's a jealous God. He don't want no God before him. But guess what? They're not gods. They're demons. If they're not the Most High God, if they're not Jesus Christ, they are gods of this earth. But I want to continue to serve the God that's on the throne, the God that runs everything, the son that stands on the right hand of the Most High God. They call him Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. They call him the Ancient of Days. He was here before days. He was here before the earth was here because he's the one that created the heavens and the earth. So come on, y'all. Let's give credit to God today. Let's serve God. Let's give God his honor and his glory that he deserves. Come on, we give humans their honor and their glory. Come on, what about God? What about God that provides our food for us, our shelter over our heads, our vehicles that we ride in, our life that we're living? Gives us power to live right, and that's what it's about for me today, living right. And everybody that's listening on Blog Talk Radio today, I ask y'all to pray for me because everybody needs prayer. People say, I don't need prayer. Yes, you do. Or some people say, I'm a pastor, I'm a bishop. You can't pray for me. I never heard God say that in his word. Guess what? Sometimes an apostle or a bishop going to need prayer for somebody, and that person is not going to be an apostle or a bishop. My apostle, she asked me to pray for her because she humbles herself. She humbles herself under the mighty hand of God and let God exalt her in due time. So let's learn how to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let God exalt us in due time. And I want to just thank my sister, Pastor, once again, Pastor Mary Williams, who is a powerful woman in God, a prophetess from the ground, somebody that's serious about God, somebody that's like me that's not going to open their mouths unless they got something relevant to say. So if you listen, Pastor Mary Williams, I love you. I love Prophetess Ever, who's her daughter. And I don't want to tell you what she's been through, but what she's been through, a lot of people were not able to hold on like Pastor Mary Williams has held on. And I admire her for that. So thank y'all for listening to me today on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to say, like my apostles say when we get off the radio, I'll see you when I see you. Amen.